Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
Holy crap, it's Nerd Pride Radio.
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
It's a place for all the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
Look, by definition, if I'm interested in it, then it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
I'm in love with a nerd.
Welcome to episode 3 of Nerd Pride Radio. 3. According to Pythagoras, the first male number. Go look that one up. So ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me. I am awesome. Today is a great day. My name is Mike, and you are listening to Nerd Pride Radio. My co-host this week is Lando Calrissian.
Hello, what have we here?
Well, what we have here is our first official mini Nerd Pride Radio episode. Why mini? Well, because I ran out of time. See, this is Easter weekend coming up, and I had all worked out I was going to record Friday night. Friday, blah, blah, blah. So, had all set up, and then discovered I have a chance to play D&D instead. So, guess who wins? Yeah, I know. But don't think this means that I love Dungeons & Dragons more than I love you. I mean, clearly, I'm working to put out a mini episode so that you guys have something. I don't want to leave you hanging. But I haven't played Dungeons & Dragons in, 4 months? I don't know. The players will tell you. They've been beefing at me about it all day. So anyway, the big thing is I get to game this weekend. I will have awesome gaming stories to tell you next week. And in the meantime, hey, I still worked up a little bit something, so we can share some time today. Since this is going to be a long holiday weekend, I'm going to have to be away from the website quite a lot, so normally I would leave Starving Artist in charge of that. But she has proven to be very unreliable. So, for this Easter weekend, anytime I am not around, Lando, you're going to be in charge.
I'll take good care of her. She won't get a scratch.
And I appreciate that. Now, right away on to our big topic. Well, there is no big topic this week. I told you, it's a mini episode. But next week, this is just the teaser, next week I will be presenting an episode entitled True Tales of the Supernatural. Yeah, it'll be awesome. But in lieu of a regular topic this week, I'll give you one Podomatic now, one after the music, and that should round out a mini show kind of nicely. So, here we go with the Podomatic. I'm going to...
Having trouble with your droid?
Shut up, Lando. Alright, okay, here we go. I got it. And just a quick review of the Podomatic. Man, you guys have been good to me. Thank you. I made a request last week that people send in their own ideas for the Podomatic list, because I was down to 36 or whatever it was. I am well over 100 now. You guys flooded me with stuff. And it's really good. So, since I'm over 100, what I'm doing every week is I start the week by just randomizing the list in the spreadsheet I've got it in, and then I will roll my percentile dice to get a number from 1 to 100, and I will pick that number off the list, whatever R2 tells us. So, having done that, R2 rolled us a 90 this week, and he is laying on his face again, because that's R2, looking down the list, and all right, I can do this one. Sitcom Deathmatch. The characters of Gilligan's Island face off in a 7-way steel cage death match. Who goes out first and who wins? All right, this one is easy. All right, first one out, Mrs. Howell. Just easy, because the minute the fighting starts, the minute there's any blood at all, she faints. All right, so Mrs. Howell, gone. And then followed immediately by Mr. Howell, because he is going to go over there, try and figure out what's wrong with his wife, and probably Skipper is going to take him out with a big rock to the head. So, and there's the two easy ones right away. Now, the rest of it, a little bit harder, because I think the girls are scrappers here, all right? And more than likely, I think it's going to be Ginger taking out Skipper, because he is easily distracted, all right? So, We take out Skipper first, and then clearly the professor goes out next. All right? And I think Marianne's going to be the one to take him out, because he's going to be over there busy trying to build himself a primitive musket out of coconuts or whatever it is he does. And in the meantime, while he's working on something complex, she's going to shank him with a sharpened thigh bone that she stole from the cannibals across the island. All right. So there we go. What do we got? We got the Howells, Skipper, and the professor are down. That leaves the two girls to catfight it out, while Gilligan cleverly has been hiding behind a tree the entire time. All right, he'll wait until they're exhausted. Whichever one comes out the winner, she'll barely be able to make it. And I think Gilligan won't even have to make a move. She's going to come after him. Coconut's going to fall on her head, knock her out. He wins by default, because that's just Gilligan's dumb luck. All right, it's his show. He's got his name on it. You don't mess with Gilligan. Not bad at all. And that automatic suggestion was given to us by... it says anonymous here. This is one I didn't write it myself. It came off of another list that I don't remember who suggested these old ones. But I carried them over because some of them were just too good to throw away. So thank you to whoever suggested the Gilligan's Island Steel Cage Deathmatch, because that was awesome. But now it's time for music. All right. I was going to do a little bit of music from William freaking Shatner this week, but... I'm going to save that for next week. All right, this is just our mini episode. And so for our mini episode, I'm actually going to give you a twofer. And we're going to do some music today from your favorite Martian. All right, these guys are really cool. This is great nerd music. This first one, well, I'll just let you listen.
I'm sort of a zombie. I knew you'd be surprised. You can bet that I may not be alive, but I sure as hell ain't dead inside. What's with the shoddy? I ain't wishing you harm. You see, I try to hold your hand, but I'm missing an arm. And brains are all I've eaten all week, it's true. But if my heart was still beating, it would be for you. So let me take you to Wendy's, you deserve it. Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby, ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, wanna steal your heart and eat your brains. I've never been so true, but if my heart was still beating, it would be for you. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brains.
I love that song. In fact, all my kids love that song. My wife loves that song. My 5-year-old, in fact, thinks he is a zombie. He is just fascinated by all things zombie. So this one is his particular favorite. And before we move on to song number 2, actually, let me go back to this first one. And I am going to play you a bit of the chorus, because it is just too good to pass up. Okay, that one was Zombie Love Song. All right, but Your Favorite Martian does a bunch of, and they're all in the same style. The same kind of nerd humorous sort of stuff. So the next one, this is my personal favorite from them, and I'm not going to give anything away. We'll just play it.
It was a Friday night and I wanted to go out to a brand new club in town, a discotheque I heard about through a friend of mine who told me the place was a circus sack for sure. And then we rolled up and saw Koopa working at the door. He waved us in and we randomly met the Mr. Hannibal.
I love that. And just like the last one, that was all right. That was Club Villain, but just like Zombie Love Song, let's skip ahead real quick and get to the best part.
And Megatron, he was getting it on. He was drawing a crowd and they were calling out loud like,
go Megatron, go Megatron, go Megatron, go Megatron, go Megatron, go Megatron, go, 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 go.
Go Megatron, go Megatron, go Megatron. See, how can that not make you happy? That is great. Ah, so... that is our music for this week. Your Favorite Martian with Club Villain and Zombie Love Song, both available on iTunes. I highly recommend. Go get them. They're fun. All right. And that leads us to the badass movie quote of the week. This time, without the 12-minute build-up.
your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Absolutely iconic. That, Charlton Heston as astronaut George Taylor in the movie Planet of the Apes, 1968, a classic. Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape. See, absolutely classic. That thing has been referenced in pop culture umpteen million times. Everybody knows it, and it is most certainly badass. So, that's our winner this week, as if there was a competition. But, since this is our mini episode, let's get straight back into the Pod-O-Matic.
Having trouble with his droid?
No, Lando, he always sounds like that. Alright, R2 has given us a 21, and he's laying on his face again. Let's see. Hey, this one is from Eliahad. I think this may be the only one that Eliahad sent me, too. Interesting note, I have known Eliahad for more than 10 years, a decade I've known him online. I have never met Eliahad in person. However, next weekend, at the end of the month, I will be meeting Eliahad and his lovely wife in person, and we're going to spend an evening together after I watch his show, and it is going to be awesome. So, I am so looking forward to that. And right on to Eliahad's suggestion. All right, dude, you know this is a mini episode. This has got to be the longest entry on these tables. Hang on. Let me make sure I know what I'm doing. Okay. Eliahad writes, Dvorak has long been hated by contemporary composers and musicians. Alright, so apparently Dvorak, a composer, not the keyboard. Alright, I'm good. Has long been hated by contemporary composers and musicians as being too mainstream. Dvorak's pretty melodies, relatively tonal harmonies, and prolific writing career has made him a target for the ire of those who struggle over every note that they put on the page. However, Dvorak was a strong proponent for national music and wanted composers to find their own voice using sounds that they heard from their everyday life. Considering that Dvorak actually came to the U.S. in 1892 to support and teach the composers of today, is Charlie Sheen actually a violent torpedo of truth? Oh my god, okay, well first off, Charlie Waffles? How is that not winning? Sure, it's just a character on a show, okay? But Charlie Harper's a damn jingle writer, for God's sake. You don't get any more mainstream than that. And yet, when he puts on that hat and he becomes Charlie Waffles, are you telling me that bringing joy to children is not a goal to be aspired to? Alright, not everybody's going to understand this, because some people choose not to be infected by the truth, alright? And that's why they're losing. Do I have to apologize because I like watching Two and a Half Men, huh? Do I have to apologize because I watch So You Think You Can Dance? Should I be ashamed that I still listen to Vanilla Ice, or Kelly Clarkson, or Kesha? Yeah, that's the one. Look, this man has DNA handed down to him by the Titans themselves, in a deal brokered by Captain Kirk and Han Solo. Look, it's as if Ken Jennings had a baby with the 1985 Chicago Bears and Apollo Creed, but only in the first movie. All right, that's how much Charlie Sheen is winning. All right, there's no apologies for opinions. Right, especially if you have the divine fire of truth to forge those opinions into +5 Vorpal truth blades of slaying. All right, do we have to go back to being ashamed of Star Trek and Doctor Who? Or do we move forward and say this is what we enjoy, not because it's our opinion, because it's what makes us happy, and what makes us happy is objectively good. I mean, our emotions make them true. It could be plotless Iranian independent films, rehashed sci-fi TV with those stupid rubber monster masks, poppy mainstream music, like Kesha, stuff designed for the masses, like Dvorak did. Yeah, who cares? I refuse to be ashamed, and I refuse to apologize. I mean, why should I? This is all about speaking the truth. If we'd all just be a little more Sheen in our own lives, this world would be an awesomer place. Wow, great question, Eli. Thank you so much. So, anyway, I think that wraps it up. And thank you for listening. This podcast is copyright 2011 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is from Sabotage by the Penelopes. If you want to contact me, you can always email me at mike@nerdprideradio.com, but come on, let's be honest. I never check that thing. You'll have a lot better luck if you come over to the forums. Sign up at nerdprideradio.com/forums. Send me a private message, post on the forums, talk to me, all right? I'd love to see you there. Anyway, have fun. We'll be right back. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Boom, 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 boom. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make her mine.